With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Searchers have found a body in a home destroyed by a tornado in North Carolina that was spawned by Tropical Storm Debbie. And the death toll now up to 7 from the storm that first made landfall in Florida on Monday and made a second landfall early today in South Carolina, continuing with its torrential rainfall. The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits fell last week, but remain at largely elevated, though not troubling, levels.
The Labor Department says jobless claims for the week of August 3rd fell by 17,000 to 233,000 last week. That's fewer than the 240,000 analysts surveyed by FactSet were expecting. Continuing claims, which represent the total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits, rose by 6,000 to 1.88 million for the week of July 27th. That's the most since the week of November 27, 2021.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Also at SRNNews.com, military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network J.D. Vance's claim that Tim Walz retired from military service just before his unit deployed to Iraq was dishonest.
I probably would not say that. I think that it is certainly not in keeping with the call by a military leader to set the example. And he failed to set the example and take the orders of the commander-in-chief and go off to war.
Vance stepping up his attacks on Walz's portrayal of his military career. Vance also accused Walz of falsely claiming he had served in a combat zone while in the Army National Guard. All three major indexes up more than 1% today. This is SRN News. Two Democratic congresswomen and a congressman are being sued.
A group of anonymous plaintiffs accuse Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, and Jamal Bowman of New York of, quote, inciting and encouraging harassment of Jewish students on college campuses. A particular concern is the anti-Israel encampment that was formed on the campus of Columbia University in New York. Congressman Bowman lost his campaign for re-election last month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana's Attorney General asking a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit that seeks to overturn the state's new law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st. The suit was filed in June by parents of Louisiana public school children with various religious backgrounds. Proponents of the law argue that the commandments have historical significance. This is SRN News. Amid a sense of dread and uncertainty, Israel is on edge. Archenemy Iran continues to threaten to attack the Jewish state. An update from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Tension is rising, fear building. As the Middle East awaits what could be a massive retaliation against Israel in the aftermath of the assassinations of two notorious terror proxies, Hamas's Ismail Haniyeh and Hezbollah's Fuad Shukra. A major diplomatic plea to Iran is underway as governments ask that civilians not be targeted. For their part, the terrorist organizations appear to be messaging that whatever is planned is not intended to push the region into a violent abyss. A suggestion none of the parties put much faith in. Governments are ordering diplomats home while on the street, Russia is believed to be playing a role in keeping the lid on. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.